Yeah,
then I saw blood flowing from his nail pierced hands. The message is very clear on that, blessed people. The Lord essentially saying that God tell these people to return to the blood. The blood of Jesus. Without the blood of Jesus, they cannot make it into the kingdom of heaven. That is what we are working on now. The latest conversation, very hot from heaven. And so blessed people, serve me such a great privilege and honor to invite you to open your Bibles today.
今天我还要请你们一起打开圣经，是非常强大的特权。Let us
begin right away with the book of 1 Peter chapter
1. 彼得前书第一章。
Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
From verse 10, we can start verse 1, verse 3, does not matter, but verse 10 would suffice for now.
十节就开始吧，现在。
It says the following. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you,
such
intently,
and with greatest care,
in other words, they were searching with greatest diligence, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the suffering of the Messiah and the glories that would follow. So you see very carefully, very clearly he's saying that the prophets of the Lord always see the Messiah coming. That's why the Lord has sent me after showing me the coming of the Messiah severally.
And
the purpose for doing so is that the prophets may come and alert the generation, and that humanity may prepare for the coming of the Messiah. So it is that now I am announcing to you the coming of the Messiah. That I have seen the coming of the Messiah. And so it's very, very important that you prepare. Very important. Michael, you can light the other lights so you can use light for right making your notes, and you can even sit near the chair there. The other lights near you there on the back there. So we are live. We are global and we are live. Please, you can take care of yourselves. The book of 1 Peter again, chapter 1, verses 10 and
20.
So God speaking with the prophets about the coming of the Messiah. And expecting that the prophets would now come and announce to the generation. And the purpose is that humanity may prepare for the coming of the Messiah. And so, what he's saying here is that the prophets saw, like now I have seen the coming of the Messiah and the next dispensation, which is the tribulation.
正如现在我宣布弥赛的来临，并且下一个时代就是灾难时期。我正如其他的先知一样，我再宣布弥赛的来临，然后下一个时代就是灾难时期。
Again, let me just repeat because of Swahili, I'm in a very wrong footing today. The prophets that he's talking about here in the Bible, they saw the coming of the Messiah and they announced it to them, just like I have seen the coming of the Messiah and the next dispensation, which is tribulation, and then the eternal state, the New Jerusalem. 主的先知如弥赛的来临，正如主在先知一样，我在这宣布弥赛的来临，然后下一个时代就是再来时机，并且永恒的状态。因此，蒙福的人们，
He's saying here concerning the salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and the circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ that was in them was pointing when he predicted the suffering of the Messiah and the glory that would follow.
论到这救恩，那位先说你们要得恩典的众先知早已详细的考察，就是考察在他们心里基督的灵，预先证明基督受苦难，后来得荣耀，是指着什么时候，并怎样的时候。
Anasema ya kwamba, kwa habari ya wokovu huu, wale manabii waliosema kuhusu neema ambayo ingewajia ninyi, walitafuta kwa bidii na kwa uangalifu mkubwa, wakijaribu kujua ni wakati upi na katika mazingira gani ambayo roho wa Kristo aliyekuwa ndani yao, aliyeonyesha, alitabiri kuhusu mateso ya Kristo na utukufu ule ambao ungefuata.
So that is very powerful, blessed people, because you see that even Daniel, when Daniel saw in Daniel chapter 9, Daniel saw the dispensation, the time.
非常的强大，正如你们看到的一样，但以理记住第九章，但你已经看到了这个时代。可是他无法指出来那具体的时间，因为他看过王的受难。
So he saw the 77. And then he saw when now the Messiah would come.
然后现在弥赛亚来了,
and get rid of the decay.
弥赛亚来要,
get rid of sin.
取掉了罪恶,
he said,
除掉了罪.
Again in Isaiah, in Daniel chapter 9, blessed people.
但也是第九章,
he talks about the 77s. And he says,
他说,
77s are decreed from verse 24. 77s are decreed for your people and your holy city to finish transgression.
二十四节 为你本国之民和你圣城已经定了七十个期,
To put an end to sin.
要止住罪过,
to atone for wickedness.
除尽罪恶.
So you see, he could see that the Messiah would come to atone for wickedness.
因此他能够看到弥赛亚来要止住罪过, 除尽罪恶.
Then he says in verse 26, after 62 sevens, the anointed one would be put to death.
除尽罪孽, 26节, 过了62个期, 他受高者。
That the Messiah would come, but they could not pinpoint out exactly at what time he's going to do this.
他看到了弥赛亚的来临，可是他并不知道那具体的日期、具体的时间。
When finally, between at the 69th week, that there's the mystery that was hidden. When he comes in, is Daniel says exactly he will move into Jerusalem and be sacrificed.
就是那六十九个期，但你看到了，就是他那受膏者来要进到耶路撒冷。
And then after that, there's so much that was hidden about what would happen, how the time would roll out again to totally finish with transgression, meaning now the eternal state.
然后呢，就隐藏了很多的事情，然后呢，就是那个彻底的一个。
And so now you see the Gentile church also comes in there.
那这里头呢，就是外邦教会的加入。
The same thing here, the prophets were seeing, Isaiah was seeing more than 700 years before, Isaiah was seeing that the Messiah would come. And he wrote it in Isaiah 53.
以赛亚也看过呢，超过700多年前，然后写好了以赛亚书53章。
Verse 12
of 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书的十二章。
He says, it was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you.
anasemea kwamba walidhihirishwa
meaning
they were giving prophecy for another generation, for another time, a coming generation.
换言之,
when you spoke of the things that have now been told to you,
现在他说,
when they spoke of the things that have now been told you,
不是为自己，乃是为你们那靠着从天上差来的圣灵。By
those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven.
传福音给你们的人，现在将这些事报给你们。
Again, now he is saying that it was said before by the prophets, but now that was the moment it was intended for. Later now.
甚至已经预言过的事情，后来那这个预言就得实现。
Even angels long to look into these things, meaning the salvation of Christ, how the Messiah would come is hidden from the angels.
天使也愿意详细查看这些事，换言之，弥赛亚怎么来临，给天使都隐藏着的。
Even now, regarding the coming of the Messiah, God the Father is simply speaking directly with me.
甚至现在有个弥赛亚的来临，父神直接的跟我说话。
And that's why many times you hear me announce to the angels in heaven.
这是为什么你可以听到很多次我提过天上的天使。
So this is very powerful.
到地上。
借着圣灵这么传讲，十三节，所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守。
Set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at His coming.
专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。So
those are very big words there.
这是很大的话语。
With minds that are alert.
那你也ambazo你timamu.
Number two, fully sober.
谨慎，约束你们的心要谨慎自守。
Number three, setting your hope, great hope, the living hope, great hope, unto the grace that will be brought to you when Jesus returns.
专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候带来给你们的恩。
When he will be revealed at that time.
那个时候,
as obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance.
你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候。
But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do.
那放纵心意的样子，照你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
You see, that is now the point of departure between what the Bible defines the church that has received the salvation of the grace and the present day church. This is now the point of departure.
这就是要离开的圣经，然后接受。
He's saying, do not conform to the evil desires of the world.
经上记者说，你们要圣洁。那那圣经说，你们既称那不偏待人、按个人行为圣派人的主为父。
Because he that redeemed them is holy, and the kingdom of heaven they are headed to is holy.
现在指着整个基督的教会说要圣洁，因为拯救你们的，你们要达到的，他。
For it is written, "Be holy, because I am holy."
因为经上记着说你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的，非常的强大。
This is being written by people that walked with Jesus.
因为这是被记载在那些跟耶稣同行的人，彼得看过他看过他的复活，他的事工，并且圣天，他在这见证要圣洁，因为他是圣洁的。
Again, so Peter saw the Messiah. He saw the holiness of the Messiah. That is what he's relaying here. He's saying the Messiah is very holy. Jesus is holy. If you're followers of Jesus, then you have to be holy because he is holy.
Then he says verse 17,
since you call on a father who judges each person, this person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear. Again, another very important instruction is telling them that this home, this temporary home on the earth is not your permanent home.
在这抓住教会的祝福，好让他们教会专注于天堂的生活。
That you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors.
知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物。
And so that's very important. And then it says, but with the precious blood of Christ, the Lamb without blemish or defect.
乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷、无等羔羊之血。
He was chosen before the creation of the world.
基督在创世以前是预先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现。
Through him you believe in God.
你们也因着他信，
who raised him from the dead and glorified him，
信那叫他从死里复活又给他荣耀的神，叫你们的信心和盼望都在于神。
So today we are handling the blood of Jesus.
今天我要处理，
we are focusing on the blood of Jesus that the Lord showed me. The Messiah bleeding from his hands.
我们要专注于耶稣的宝血，就是主让我看到的弥赛亚手中流下来的宝血。
And he's saying very clearly here.
在这讲得很清楚。
From verse 10 to 21, as we read, you can see that he has covered the entire spectrum of Christian salvation.
十到二十一节，在这覆盖的整个基督徒救赎的生活。
Because he has talked about before your salvation the ignorance and the lust and the sinfulness that you lived in.
因为在这提到的就是你们得救之前的那种轻蔑之心，然后。And then
later on you see he has moved on to talk about how now you should move out. You should have moved out and observing holiness because the Lord is holy.
并且得救之后要过圣洁的生活，因为神是圣洁的。And then
verse 18 he says, for you know that it was not with perishable things like gold and silver, silver and gold, that you were redeemed.
因为你们得救不是靠着那些毁坏的金银等物，借着凭着能坏的金银等物。你得救不是凭着能朽坏的金银等物，脱去你们祖先所传流虚妄的行为。
在这谈的就是拯救，为了救赎父的代价。主说，在那个时间，有一个人死了，按照罗马的律法，罗马的法律，你必须要还。 Then they told, they forced you, you are the option to pay by becoming their slave. 他们借了钱没有还债，那也有一个还的方式。如果你借了人家的钱没有还债，那如果还的办法就是你成为人家的奴才。 And had silver and gold. Money was weighed in silver and gold.
可是后来呢，你的家人什么的，就是有了金银。
Then he would come to redeem you. He would pay silver and gold to redeem you out of slavery, to pay you back.
那是拿着金银来要把你赎回来，赎买过来。
So this is what he's saying here.
这是在这讲的事情。
He's saying that there is a price for redemption.
他说这个拯救是要付代价的。他说
that it is not in that form of currency.
可是不是那种
that you were redeemed from slavery to sin.
从这个罪恶的奴隶当中拯救你，不是一个金钱来做的，因为这特别的这个情况，这特殊的情况，这个拯救
So the Lord here is essentially using the vision of the blood that he showed me, the blood flowing from the hands of the Messiah.
神让我看到那个弥赛亚的宝血，用了那弥赛亚的宝血。
The Lord showed me the vision of the Messiah speaking with him, the Father, and bleeding from the hands.
主让我看到那个异象，弥赛亚跟父神报告，然后跟父神说，让他看到手中流下来的宝血。上个星期看到的异象就是他手病痛流下来的宝血，主现在用这个来
to develop the valuation, to develop an estimation of your value, you the Christian that is tuned in.
现在要发展起这个评价，你现在收听直播的基督徒，主现在把你的价值在他面前的
So the Lord is making an estimation of your price, of your value.
是你的价值，现在主要评价你的价值。It's
very common for people to come to you.
现在最近就非常的频繁，人们到你这里来，
all over the world,
全世界的人
to estimate you based on the wealth you have, how much property do you have, or stock markets, stocks in the market rather.
来评价你，那他们评价你的办法就是你拥有的财富，比如说股票是，这是人们在这个地上评判你的办法，不幸的是。
So is the richest man in the world. So and so joined the billionaire club. You hear all these things. So they estimate based on the wealth they have, the things they have.
那有百万富翁的这个社团，那有一个什么，就是这样，就是地上是这样的，就是你拥有的这个财富的这个多少来要评价你。
In Kenya here, I think they do it based on number of properties you have.
你的价值，比如说肯亚在这有谁拥有最大的土地，这你拥有的房地产来评判你。
评判你，评判你，这就是评价人们的办法。现在，那个时候也是的，评价人的办法。如果你充分的有金银，能够把它赎买过来，那就你可以用的。
为了这个奴隶当中要拯救一个人来，你需要那种分量的经营。
What is going on in Swahili is that we are alive for Christ's sake. So again, you need a certain number of gold bars or silver bars to redeem a slave.
为了拯救一个奴隶，你就需要一定分量的金银。
And so they're estimating the life, the value of that slave, that person, based on the wealth, the things of the earth, gold and silver.
因此他们对一个人的评价就是他拥有的财富，你拥有多少财富。
Now, in this life, they do the same.
甚至现在他们做的同样的事情。
The banks will send valuers to you before they auction you.
银行、债权人来要重新测量你的财产。
The banks will also send the valuers to you before they give you a loan. So they're trying to evaluate value. What's your value?
银行给你借钱之前，首先差人来要调查你拥有的财富是有多少，然后呢，把这个贷款就是允许你。那是主宰在改变了这个模式。 他说不,
For you in his eyes,
对你来说是,
you are so valuable,
在他的眼里是太有价值了。
Can pay for you to come out.
在这地上没有任何一个东西能够付出代价，然后把你赎过来的。但是这个代价是不是为不是给撒旦付的，而是给神付代价的。因此，耶稣基督从这个主那把你赎过来的，把你买赎过来的。因为罪的代价是死亡，神要只能审判你，把你审判。
So the Lord is evaluating your value and putting it down here in this scripture.
因此主评价你的办法在这记录下来的。
So when he showed me the Messiah bleeding in his nail-pierced hands, he was essentially telling me, run and tell them that they are so valuable to me, I had nothing on the earth that could pay for their redemption. Redeem, take back.
因此主让我看到那个意象，就是你在父神面前给他看那手上他钉了留下来的保险，换言之，主让我更到你们这里来告诉他，在世上没有任何一个价值用来能够拯救你们的。你们是。 地上没有任何一个东西来能够买赎过来一个灵魂，这是我在这说的。
So that there is nothing, there's no value, nothing of value on the earth that can be equal to your soul, you that is tuned in.
地上没有任何一个东西能够等同于一个人的灵魂的，现在收听这直播的你。这是主在这里讲的话。
And he's saying because there was nothing, even if you take all the central banks of the whole world.
甚至这整个世界的中央银行的整个财富来，甚至是所有的美元都拿过来。It
would not be enough to purchase your soul.
不可能足够买赎过来你的灵魂的。
God the Son, His own Son from heaven to come and bleed, shed the blood to redeem you.
因此神只能差遣下来他的儿子，他的独生子来为你流下血来拯救你的。
But there is nothing on the earth that can be used to pay you back, to redeem you, take you back.
因为地上没有任何一个东西能够拯救你，能够赎过，把你赎过来的。因此主，
It is amazing when the Lord looks at you, He sees
great. 你的在主的眼里是很有价值的，你的价值很高。为什么主这么高的评价你呢？只有一个人，一个人的灵魂，全世界的所有的财富都无法赎买过来，买赎过来。为什么神的眼里一个人的灵魂价值有这么高？
If you turn with me the book of Genesis chapter 1,
创世纪一章，攻击打开书。Then
you will understand what is meant when he showed me Jesus Christ bleeding in his hands and speaking with God the Father about what they did to him in the absence of God the Father.
让你会理解主，让我看到那个异象当中，耶稣基督向父神说，不在的时候，这就是他们所做的事情，给他看他钉痕的留下来的，钉痕留下来的时候。
So the book of Genesis chapter
1:26.
He says, Then God said, Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness.
神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人。
So that they may rule over the fish of the sea and so forth and so forth. So he's saying that he placed his likeness in you.
He said,
the book of Genesis 2 verse 7 says, then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground.
耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，二章七节。
So you can tell that he molded from the soil, he built from the soil, and now there you go, he had that empty vessel that he has molded from mud, from soil.
这有一个用尘土，地上尘土塑造的器皿，只是里头是空洞的。
After that he says, and then he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, the breath of God.
然后呢，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，换言之，神的生气吹在人里头了，非常的惊人。
Because now the man that is earthen vessel, made from the soil of the earth.
换言之，人是用地上的尘土而造的，塑造的。
Then the Lord places Ephes Haim in Hebrew. He places his breath. He breathes his breath into the man.
可是 Ephes Haim 在希伯来语的生气是从主而来的生气吹在他鼻孔里。
I'm going to blow the breath of God on you in the big crusades.
很大的聚会，每次很大规模的聚会当中，我经常跟你们说过，我现在吹神的气。
And then when I breathe on them, you see the power of God touch them in a very shocking manner.
而我吹气的时候，神的大能击打了他，这是中央公园的。
They heard what I said. So you'll see at Central Park when he comes and breathe on them, or even one of the meetings as he's going in this. Yeah, you see when he put back, you breathe on them, and a huge number of people are attacked by massive power, like nuclear power.
吹气的时候，很多人都跌倒下来，好像核导弹爆发一样。 像他们吹气的时候，就是中央公园的聚会，并且很多其他大规模的聚会当中，我经常这么说过。 巨大的力量，因为这个吹气面前没有人能够站着。神的生气，他在这讲的是很清楚，在这说的。
Then he placed his signature on man.
当他造人的时候，把神的标志放在人身上。
He placed eternity.
这个神的特点就是永恒。
Into man.
把永恒吹到人的里头，神的一部分吹到人里头，吹进到人的里头。因此，你死的时候，那个属于尘土的是死了，可是属于神是永永远远的。这就是为什么传道说。
What the Lord meant when he showed me this vision of August 4th.
我现在要试图让你们去理解8月4号的意象当中主要传给你们的信息是什么。
Christ Jesus talking to the Lord. The Lord is in the column of glory, and Jesus was bleeding in his hands on the nail pierces.
主让看到的意象就是耶稣基督站在那神呢就是在这荣耀的光柱里头呢，耶稣基督向神祷告，而给他看这钉和流下来的血。
I just want you to understand what the message is.
我只是让你理解一下那个意象的信息是什么，要传给你们的信息是什么。主其实要说，告诉他们。
They cannot sell so cheap to sin. They are very valuable. They are very highly valuable to me.
他们对我来说是非常昂贵的，他们的价值是非常的高，不可能那么随便的就是。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11 says.
不可能那么随便的就是进到罪恶里头，不可能随便的。
He has made everything beautiful in his time.
神造万物，安息时成为美好。
In the human heart, in the hearts of men.
神造万物，各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里。 unpurchasable
treasure, the breath of God.
出于进到人里头的，那就是无法用任何一个价值来衡量的神的一部分、神的永生出于进到人里头。这就是为什么。
You see very clearly now in the book of 1 Peter chapter
1. 彼得前书第一章
18. Explains to me the message of that blood flowing in that vision in the hands of the Messiah and why he showed me that and the message he sent me with to you.
18现在神要速度要说明主为什么让我看到那个异象，就是耶稣基督的钉和流下来的血，让他向神报告。 回去跟他们说，繁荣福音是欺骗的，那追求着地上的财富都是欺骗的，都是谎言。让他们去追求地上的财富，都是谎言的。
Because he says, for you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver and gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life you lived before you were enlightened, before you received Christ.
知道你们得赎，过去你们祖宗所存留虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物。 So
he's telling you that the wealth of the earth cannot be equal to the value that your soul has.
这地上的财富无法跟你的灵魂的价值等同的。
The devil has lied to them. Go and tell them. They were purchased by what you cannot find on the earth. The Son of the living God himself came and shed his blood. Something that they cannot purchase, you cannot find in this world.
仇敌总是欺骗你，让你们去追求这些金银财宝。可是你的灵魂呢？这些金银来无法买到的。你的灵魂的价值是太昂贵了，只能省得赌生子的生命的代价。我差遣耶稣。
耶稣自身，永恒的王，荣耀的王自己，神亲自将下来为你而死，才能够赎买过来的，就是你的灵魂，你灵魂的价值是这么昂贵。你生命的价值是等同于那血。
那这宝血乃是凭着基督的宝血，你灵魂的价值等同于神儿子的血。宝血，whether you take all the central banks in Finland, in wherever in the US, in China, the rich nations of the earth, you take their central banks and all, you take the developing world also, all their central banks with all the dollars in them, it is not enough to purchase.
To redeem one soul.
现在全球的所有的世界，芬兰的、中国的那些发展国家的、发展中国家的所有的中心银行的所有的财富，都拿过来无法买下来一个人的灵魂。
This to rebuke this gospel of prosperity that has actually caused the church to sell out her inheritance.
这一来，现在主斥责那些追求繁荣福音的教会，因为他们其实是卖掉了他们要继承的东西。
That can be equated to your life is the blood of God Himself.
你的灵魂等同的价值只有耶稣的宝血、基督的宝血。你的灵魂呢，只能通过基督的宝血来赎买过来的。只有从这即将来的神的审判当中，只有基督的宝血来把你赎过来，只能是这样的。
But with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect.
乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
The blemish, no, those are two things. The blemish is in you.
你里头的瑕疵，玷污。
你是个人呢，你一出生是带着这个玷污、瑕疵。So he had no blemish, meaning he had no sin. He was very pure.
可是他是没有的, 他是非常纯洁的。
When he came, he did not know sin when he left. He was so pure, he had not inherent sin. He is blemishless. He is without blemish.
人是有积成的罪, 并且他自己犯的罪, 可是基督呢, 没有任何一个积成的罪, 也没有犯过的任何罪, 他是纯洁的, 他是没有无瑕疵, 无玷污的。
Because of his ministry, he did not touch sin. No sin was found in his tongue.
并且他的舌头无法找到任何罪恶。我们是神的家人，因此父亲从。All
the blood flow will end. Only this special blood of the Lamb of God from heaven would now flow and purchase mankind once for all.
只有一次的献祭，只有一次流血，那就是要买出来了整个人类的这特别的特殊的目标而降下来的神的羔羊。
And also, you see the Lord pointing towards Him.
并且神指他说，创世纪22章。 创世纪22章指出来了这特别的羊，神的荣耀的羔羊耶稣基督弥赛亚。第七节，创世纪22的第七。
Isaac spoke up and said to his father,
以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说,
Father Abraham,
父亲啊,
again, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham,
以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说,
Father,
父亲啊,
Yes, my son, Abraham replied,
亚伯拉罕说, 我儿,
The fire and the wood are here.
我在这里, 以撒说,
Isaac said,
请看, 火与柴都有了。
For the burnt offering.
但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢?
And then now in verse 8, Abraham answers him back.
亚伯拉罕说,
第八节,
Abraham answered.
God himself will provide the lamp for the burnt offering, my son.
我儿神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
And the two of them went up.
于是二人同行。
Then when you go to verse 13, God now again pointing at the glorious Lamb of God coming.
13节, 再度的神现在举出来那荣耀的羔羊。
He says here,
他在这说,
Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns.
亚伯拉罕举目观看，不料有一只公羊，两脚扣在稠密的小树中。
He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son Isaac.
亚伯拉罕就取了那只公羊来献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。
So you must be asking then if the Lord himself, the Lord now provides the way Abraham said that the Lord will provide. In verse 13, the Lord now provides.
正如亚伯拉罕所说的一样，就是亚伯拉罕回答了神会预备的，照样神就预备了这只公羊。
The Lord provides the lamb.
主预备了这只公羊。
But then it is a ram.
可是这是个公羊。
A mature, that's a mature male sheep.
这是一个成熟的公羊。 为什么？
Why was it a ram?
为什么这是个公羊呢？
This was a prophecy.
这是预言。
Because you see Isaac climbing up.
因为你看以撒。
Isaac carrying wood,
背着木材的,
the Messiah carrying the cross upwards,
象征着弥赛亚背着十字架上山。 可是,
when they reach there,
当他们到了那儿,
Isaac is tied.
以撒亚是被绑着的,
does not say word,
没有说出任何,
doesn't open his mouth,
他没有开口说任何一句, 他就被绑起来要被屠杀,
and there is no way the Lord did not allow Abraham to slaughter him.
可是主没有允许亚伯拉罕把他杀掉, 可是弥赛亚是不是这样的,
so the Lord had to bring a ram.
因此主带来了一只公羊,
to foreshadow, foretell,
是一个暗示着，要象征着,
could not bring a lamb, because Isaac is not Christ.
以撒不是基督，以撒不是基督了。
Okay, could not bring a lamb Because Isaac is not Christ.
他无法带来这个羊羔,
because you see, the lamb has to be 1 year. That is when it's prime age now, 1 year old.
因为这个羊羔必须要一岁的, 就是一个特别的羊羔,
prime age.
是最好的年岁, 一岁。
The same thing with Christ. He had to be 33. That's when he's prime age.
那同样的事情发生在基督上, 基督也是33岁, 是最好的, 最优越的。
But because Isaac is not Christ, it was simply a symbolism.
It
was simply a prophecy, a foreshadow, foretelling what God was going to do on the same mountain.
它只是一个前兆, 就是象征着以后要基督出现要做的事情, 它只不过是个象征,
on the same mountain.
同样的一座山, 这座山, 这只为什么带过来的公羊不是羊羔, 所谓的一切就是个象征, 象征的体系。
And if you see now, the book of John chapter 1 verse
29, 约翰福音的一章的29节,
I need you to turn with me there, blessed people.
我邀请蒙福的人们, 约翰福音第一章,
John chapter 1
29节,
says the following,
他说的如下,
then you find another Levitical priest.
那在这能够发现另一个立位支派的预言, 从撒加利亚家而来的,
his name is John the Baptist.
他的名字叫施洗约翰,
when God was revealing the Messiah, he had to go to the Levitical shepherds.
正如弥赛亚给那个立位支派的牧羊人, 给他们揭示出来的一样,
you will identify him and tell the world that he is the one you have seen him.
到那儿去你会发现一个，你们就为世界把他显示出来, 那现在能够把他看得出来。
The Levitical role now of identifying him.
因此立位支派的角色就是把他认出来, 在这重演着重复着, 约翰福音一章的29节,
the next day John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him.
去约翰看见耶稣来到他那里, 就说,
Look,
看哪,
the Lamb of God,
神的羔羊,
takes away the sin of the world,
除去世人罪孽的,
and he goes on to tell them that this is the one I told you about, the Father is the one who revealed him to me.
那这样一来呢, 父神就把他显示出来了,
in verse 35, 36 there,
35到30, 主啊, 35到36, 再次入约翰同两个门徒站在那里, 他见耶稣行走, 就说, 看哪, 这就是神的羔羊, 立位支派的先知在这预言, 来把他认出来, 给世界把他认出来了, 这就是神的羔羊, 因此这个时间来到, 可是很长时间以前, 几乎700年之前, 以赛亚书53章，我们去打开书, 差不多700年之前的事情, 700年之前,
Isaiah the prophet sees the details of how he would come.
以赛亚先知看到了他怎么样的出现非常具体的事项。 第七节神说,
he was oppressed and afflicted,
他被欺压,
yet he did not open his mouth,
在受苦的时候却不开口,
like a lamb to the slaughter,
他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地,
before his shearer is silent,
又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声,
he did not open his mouth,
他也是这样不开口,
so already Isaiah also saw him,
因此已经以赛亚也看了他,
that's why in Isaiah chapter 6, chapter 7, all the way, you see he's describing him there.
这是为什么以赛亚第六章第七章继续的描述他, 以赛亚的第六章 再来描述他, 把他称之为以马内利, 以马内利的象征, 他会出生, 会到他们那,
Isaiah sees all this plus how he would come like a lamb for slaughter.
以赛亚看了这一切, 包括他怎么样的来, 怎么样来到他那, 怎么样被屠杀,
Isaiah sees all this plus how he would come like a lamb for slaughter.
以赛亚看到这一切, 包括他像羊羔一样来要被
Now, very clearly, God showing me the blood that He poured for this generation. You can see that it was preordained that He purchases you owing to the treasure God has placed in the life of man. That eternity we read from the book of Ecclesiastes chapter
3 verse 11.
And we are in the family of God, so our Father, God the Father is the one that chose him.
我们是神的家人，因此父神为我们选择了羔羊。
The Father in every family chose the lamb without defect. Inspected, made sure there was no defect.
正如每一个家的父亲为自己的家人选择这个羊羔一样，没有污点，没有瑕疵的。
So the book of Revelation 13 verse 8 he says. Revelation chapter 13 verse 8.
13章的8节启示录
says all the inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast.
凡诸在地上，名字从创世以来没记载被杀己。
Have not been written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
没有记载被杀子羔羊生命册上的人
from the creation of the world, meaning before the world was created.
都要拜他，都要拜受。So
the Father already chose him earlier.
因此父神已经拣选了他，就不让他受到任何瑕疵、任何污秽。 就没有任何瑕疵，没有任何污点污的，才能够把你的灵魂赎过来。
Showing me this vision of Jesus talking to the Father, opening his palms and blood flowing. The Lord literally sent me to you to tell you, please don't sell your salvation cheap. You are so treasured to God.
因此神让我看到弥赛亚敞开手掌给父亲看那个血流下来的钉痕，我让我回去跟你们说，不要把便宜的价把你的救赎卖出去。 你的灵魂太昂贵了，回去跟他们说，你们不应该。
By pursuing the prosperity of the world, they are so treasured to God that nothing else could purchase them back when men fail. Only the blood of the Son of the Living God Himself.
你们不要便宜的把你的救赎卖出去，在那追求繁荣福音，因为你的灵魂只有通过耶稣基督那昂贵的代价才能够买下来的，世上的任何东西都无法买下来你的灵魂。And
so here you also see the election of God.
因此我们可以看到神的拣选，因为你的对你的拣选不是一个偶然的，不是偶然的。
Before the world was created, God knew that He would create you, the particular you that is tuned in, that is watching me now, listening to me. He knew He would create the particular you. And he prepared for your salvation.
创世以前神已经拣选了你 神已经预备了你 现在收听这直播的看到我的 现在听我声音的 已经预备了你 这是为什么 提托书一章的二节
That promise before time, before creation.
这是为什么提多是第一章第二节在这庆祝了，第一章的第二节在这庆祝了拣选，盼望那五皇眼的神在万古之先所应许的永生。
So each one of you that is going to enter heaven,
因此你们每个人进入神天堂的,
he will create you before he created.
神都知道你, 因为创世以前, 你被生出来, 以前已经都知道了你。
And he knew that there would be a fall by Adam that would be transmissible through DNA.
并且就是因为亚当的堕落，那些这个罪性已经通过基因进到你里头去了。
For purchasing you from the fall.
因此主已经为你预备好了那最高的、最昂贵的代价来要赎买你。
And by purchasing you, then he assigned you eternal life, your inheritance that was prepared before creation of time.
那赎买你，然后呢，让你去预备你即将要承受的、继承的那永生，就以前的永，就创世以前已经预备好的。
So your salvation and your life was very intricately designed by God. You cannot just waste it away the way you see the billions of Christians are wasting it away and headed to hell. You cannot do that.
God
took his time to design the blueprint.
God took his time to design the blueprint. 你的价值比整个世界还高，还昂贵的，就是因为不明白这个事情，因此就是，好多基督徒的救赎，你们每一个人，对你们每一个人的计划都有神来预备好的，多么的强大！亚威神，我的朋友，多么的强大，因为他已经都预备好了你们每一个人的救赎，我的主，我的神，我的创造主。
他所有的一切都已经计划好了、设计好了、塑造好了、制造好了、预备好了。 That's why in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 he says,
这是为什么以弗所书第一章的四节神说,
I invite you blessed people to open the oracles of God, the records of God, the Bible, in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4.
我邀请你们蒙福的人们跟我一起打开以弗所书第一章的第四节，就是父神的
And it says the following.
话语他说的如下,
He chose us in him.
救主神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵，看一下，创立世界以前了。
In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship.
又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的预定我们，
through Jesus Christ,
借着耶稣基督儿子。 借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
This is just how powerfully God designed your life and your salvation, your redemption and your inheritance of eternal life into the eternal state, the new Jerusalem.
这就是父神多么细致的预备好了你的救赎、你的永生、你的生命。
So how?
你的永恒。
And does the present day church decide to abandon that which is most treasured and decide now to follow the cheap things of this life, sexual sin, the lust, the corruption, money, the perishables of this world? When she has such a treasure laid before her, and time is over.
那这样的话，这现今的教会怎么可能放弃掉这么昂贵的价值来去追求那些性罪、那些金钱、那些这个朽坏的、那些欺骗、这些世上的东西呢？
And that's why the Lord showed me that vision.
并且时间已经都结束了，这就是为什么主让我看到那个异象。
That you have seen the blood of the Son of the Living God, the Messiah Himself, His blood flowing for their sake.
回去跟他们说一下，弥赛亚神的儿子、神子，他留下来的宝血，就是为你们付出的代价。
The blood of the Son of the Living God Himself.
永生神儿子的血，他留下来的为你们付出的代价，为你而留下来。
He died on your behalf.
他为你而死。
And so you see very clearly.
因此在这看得很清楚。
Everything was tailored.
所有的一切都已经设计好的。
The day he was offered on the cross.
甚至他被钉在十字架上的那日子都定好了。看着他在早晨开始受苦，这就是早晨的献祭。
But it was the Passover feast, the day of Passover.
并且那是逾越节的。
The day when normally the lamb is offered.
逾越节一般就献祭。献羊羔的，这就是他被钉死在十字架的日子。就是早上献羊羔的那个时间，就是开始钉死在十字架上。然后这个即将来到晚上献祭的时候，他已经死了，就是要完成整个记录。
Well set by God, that blood that the Lord showed me was well set by God.To redeem you perfectly, to fulfill everything in prophecy by the prophets.
就是先知所预言的所有的一切，这个非常详细的、非常具体的、细致的内容，都完全的得以实现。这样一来呢，要彻底的、完全的要救赎你。
And so blessed people,
因此蒙福的人们
，This is such a wonder.
这是一个神迹
that the Lord could spend so much to redeem you.
主花了那么多，付了那么大的代价，为了拯救你。
Matthew 27 verses 1 and 2.
那我们来到那本书的马太福音27。
马太27。
Asubuhi na mapema.
All the chief priests.
当我早晨众祭司长和民间的长老
met their plans on how to have.Jesus executed.
大家商议要治死耶稣，马太二十七一到二节，就把他捆绑解去，交给巡抚比拉多。
The Levitical shepherds in Bethlehem.
记得伯利恒的利未支派牧羊人。
They would rear. They used to rear the special lambs.For sacrifice in the temple of the Lord.
他们在那羊那些就是特别的他们在那牧羊那些特别的羊要
The lamb has reached 1 year and is ready without defect, they would take and hand over to the priest, the chief priest in the temple for sacrificing.
到了这个耶路撒冷要交给那圣殿的祭司长就是利未支派的祭司长就交给他那没有瑕疵没有玷污的一岁的那个羊羔。
Examining that lamp to make sure there is no defect.
那就是大祭司就是拿好这个取好这只羊考察了他三天没有任何事情没有任何一个污点发生那就33岁最旺盛最优越的年岁
He was arrested and handed overTo the chief priests.
那这哥西曼尼园他被捆绑然后把被他们交给大祭司那在那准确的是在这毕拉德之下三天无法找到任何污点任何瑕疵没有任何罪没有任何犯了罪的然后就是被献上同样的方式是就是这个羊羔交给大祭司一样把耶稣交给大祭司长了所有的一切为你都设定好了的这是非常的强大蒙福的人们
When the Lord showed me this vision of the palms the Messiah showing the Father his palms and blood flowing
当主让我看到那个异象弥赛亚给父神看他的手掌那留下来的钉和留下来的血就是像个星期主其实要说回去跟他们说我多么的高
Because I put my signature into their lives when I breathed my life into them.
高度的评价他们对我来说他们的价值多么的高 因为我的气息就在他们里头我的永恒就在他们里头 告诉他们说一下这全世界的财富金钱是太便宜的东西 无法买出来你昂贵的灵魂
What gain does it gain a man to lose, to earn the whole earth and to lose his soul?
这是为什么主跟你们说过，一个人得着了全世界的财富，可是失去了你的这个人自己的灵魂，有什么价值呢？ 多么可怜呢？
He put some eternity in you that cannot be purchased on this earth, in this life. On this world.
因为神赐给你的灵魂，你里头的灵魂是无法用这世界的财富来买下来的。
So when we come back again after five breaks, five minute break, rather.
你再休息五分钟呢，再回来的时候，
3 to 5 minutes. I'll now go into the workings of that blood.
我现在要跟你们分享这个宝血，that
you may understand.
好让你们理解。
That surely the Messiah shed his precious treasured blood to purchase you. Don't abandon eternity.
确实是弥赛亚为你留下来了这昂贵的宝血，不要失去，不要错过你的永恒，你的永生。
Preordained by God,
神来为了你的救赎已经预备好的，为你预备好了那无瑕疵、没有玷污的宝血。
You see all over the church globally, the majority, 99% are in full sin, full blown sin.
那现在这教会里头，这99%就是为什么仍然留在罪恶里头？教会里头为什么仍然在罪恶里头呢？
99% of all Christians. Deep in sin in this age.
在这一代基督徒99%为什么仍然留在那很深很深的罪恶里头？愿神祝福你们。
Jesus loves you.
耶稣爱你们。
The Messiah is coming.
弥赛亚要来了。谢谢。 呼叫这一代回到耶稣宝血去，回到耶稣宝血去，只有宝血有能力。
That's why you see the present day church is operating outside holiness and outside the power of God, outside the will of God.
这就是为什么新的教会在神的能力之外，神的圣洁之外，神的。
Because they are operating outside the blood of Jesus.
我说，不，我那这个开始，因着亚当和耶稣。
And so now.
公义之外行走的理由，因为他们放弃了耶稣的宝血。
What did he purchase for you?
他为你买下来的，因为他对神的言语太珍贵了。创世纪五十章，我们就开始重新开始嘛。创世纪五十章，我们读的是二十节。我们读的是二十节。我们读的是二十节。
邪恶。 Look at the fall after Genesis 1 and 2, chapter 3 is the fall.
人的不顺服，创世纪一到三节讲的是人的堕落。
And then there's so much wickedness and rebellion all the way to chapter 11 when they attempted to build a tower to God.
然后呢，一直到创世纪十一节，就充满的就是人的悖逆，人的不顺服，一直到他们建立了巴别塔。这样。
And then I say it is so awesome to see that that book now ends like this.
然后非常精彩，这样的一本书《创世纪》以这样的结束。当你看到约瑟的人生，当你看到约瑟的人生。
他的弟兄本来就是要做邪恶，杀害他，可是神转过来。那现在神的意图是非常好的，这样一来呢，要拯救很多的人的生命。那现在西乃山那会有造访，把他们重新带回到这个应许之地。
创世纪五十章的二十节。
You intended to harm me.
从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景，非常的强大。圣子耶稣主耶稣，当 让他们以为他们就要害他了。
They came out in a lot of rage and wickedness and vilest evil.
很大的愤怒，很大的邪恶，并且那种暴力来，他们的意思是要害他。可是父神
now takes it and uses it to redeem mankind.
现在拿着抓着这个事情，然后转过来要拯救整个人类了。
Hebrews chapter 9, turn with me there.
希伯来书第九章，过去打开书，这是为什么？
The book of Hebrews chapter 9, I invite you to turn with me there.
过去打开书，希伯来书第九章。
That blood that he showed me.
那宝血主让我看到的。
How that blood purchased you.
那个宝血怎么样赎买过来了你们？你们为什么要专注于这个宝血？
Once you're there, Hebrews 9,
希伯来书第九章。
Then we read verse 22.
天主说二十二节。
Where he says,In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood.
按着律法，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的。
And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
若不流血，罪就不得赦免了。
That shedding of blood that the Lord showed me last week, August 4th, 2021.
这流血的事件就是8月4号2021年主让我看到的。
How it happened at the time the Messiah redeemed you.
这怎么样发生弥赛亚来拯救你呢？
Information in that tremendous vision.
那显赫的意象里就有很多的信息。
This is the year 2021.
因为这是2021年了。
Jesus went to the cross more than 2,000 years ago.
耶稣走上十字架已经2000年之前的事了。
So in other words, the Lord is saying that the blood of Jesus is still flowing.
换言之主说主耶稣的血仍然流下来。
That humanity still has hope.
人类仍然有希望。
Because the blood of Jesus is still flowing.
因为耶稣的宝血仍然流下来。
Anybody and everybody now.
任何一个所有的人现在。
Can decide to receive Jesus.
能够决定接受耶稣。
Redeemed by the blood of Jesus.
借着耶稣的宝血能够得以拯救。
Anybody can still be healed.
任何人能够仍然得医治。
I'm going to decree the healing of cripples, that cripples get up and walk and blind eyes open.Deaf ears here, I have decreed in the name of Jesus right now.
今晚仍然现在，我仍然宣布耶稣整个圣灵来残疾的站起来，瞎子看见，耳聋的听见。
Vipofu wapate kuona, viziwi wakapate kusikia, na mabubu wakapate kuongea. Nimetangaza hiyo katika jina kula Yesu sasa hivi.
And so that you need the blood, the shedding of the blood.For you to be cleansed.
因此你需要保险，为了洁净你的罪，你需要保险。
Look at verse 23 now, where he enters.
看一下二十三节怎么样的记录。
It was necessary then.
照着天上。
For the copies of the heavenly things to be purified with the sacrifices.
照着天上样式做的物件必须用这些祭物去洁净。
With a better sacrifice.Than these.
但那天上的本物既然当用更美的祭物去洁净二十四节
For Christ did not enter a sanctuary made with human hands.
因为基督并不是进了人手所造的圣所
That was only a copy of the true one.
这不过是真圣所的影像
He entered heaven itself.
乃是进入天堂
Now to appear for us in God's presence.
如今为我们显在神面前。
So he went as a forerunner and opened the way for you. The way is open.
因此他作为一个先驱为你打开了这条道路为你而打开的。
But he had to shed the blood because of the preciousness of the life of God that God supplanted, transplanted into you.
可是他必须要流自己的血因为那珍贵的神的圣气在你里头吹进去的永生那是一个昂贵的位置要付代价有些要分类
Sometimes they look at you the way you have packaged yourself and they undermine you.They give you no chance. They don't listen to you.
有时候有些人呢，
是 the way you look.
当你他们呢，当他们看到你的外貌，就把你
，because they evaluate you based on that.
因为他们的这个
，but the Lord is saying,
评判价值的办法是看你的外貌。可是，基督徒不应该这样的。不要把人凭着外貌评估。我们里头有神，我们里头有神的珍宝。
the man purchased us, mankind.
通过宝血来赎买了人类。
In the book of Revelation chapter 5,
启示录第五章,
verse 9, it says the following.
启示录第五章的九节,
Revelation 5:9 it says,
启示录第五章的九节神说,
and they sang a new song saying,
他们唱新歌说,
you are worthy to take the scroll,
你配拿书卷,
and open his seals,
配揭开七印,
because you were slain,
因为你曾被杀,
with your blood you purchased for God,
用自己的血从各族各方, 各民各国中买了人来,
and language, and people,
叫他们呼与神,
so this vision you see here, is similar to the vision of 2nd of April 2004.
这就是2021年 8月4号的意象, 非常的类似,
except that the one of 2004, he takes me to stand before the throne of God.
并且2004年的那个意象当中，主把我提走到天堂神的宝座前。
Then after the lamb, the glorious lamb of God came from the throne to me.
然后呢，从那宝座那儿，这神荣耀的羔羊走过来。
Then he now takes me into the glory, into the throne.
把我带进到那荣耀里头。Then
I see now the glorious lamb of God seated on the super glorious throne seat.
我就可以看得到那神荣耀的羔羊坐在那超级荣耀的宝座那儿。
And then when he stretched his right, his head towards his right like this to gain eye contact with me.
然后他脖子就往他的左边就这么伸出来脖子，然后看我。 当时我就看到了他的脖子那是被杀掉的，就是然后在那血流下来，他的血流下来。
流到他的胸部。
主让我集中地看到这羔羊的宝血。
Sending me to you to return the whole earth to the blood of Jesus.
这样一来呢，就是让我传出去这个信息，让整个人类回到耶稣的宝血来。
In great power by raising cripples using that same blood of Jesus, by opening blind eyes using that same blood of Jesus, by opening many, many deaf ears using that same blood of Jesus, by knocking neutron stars and colliding them, opening heaven, by calling the cloud of God, God testifying that yes, indeed, return to the blood of Jesus.
并且以强大的方式来，就是把这耶稣的宝血，要求你们回到耶稣宝血来的，就是把残疾人站起来的方式来，耶稣的宝血来，把瞎子看睁开眼睛，耳聋的打开耳朵，哑巴可以说话，并且这个众族性引起这个强大的碰撞，天打开于是降下来。
天不断地给予确证，为了我。Saying yes, indeed, what the two prophets of Yahweh are telling you.
是的，这两位先知告诉你们的是真实的，真理的，是真理。
That only the blood of Jesus is the hope for this world.
只有耶稣的宝血是对这个世界唯一的希望。
That only the blood of Jesus is true salvation.
只有耶稣的宝血是真正的救赎。
That only the blood of Jesus can earn you access into the kingdom of glory.
只有耶稣的宝血让你进入神荣耀的国度。
And so I'm calling on the present day church of prosperity, prosperity churches.
因此我现在呼叫你们那些追求繁荣福音的教会。
That you may return now to the blood of Jesus.
现在要求你们回到耶稣宝血来。
Time is over.
时间结束了。
And so the blood, having seen that Jesus entered there on his own merit, into the Holy of Holies.
看一下耶稣基督进到那至圣所，进到那神的荣耀里。 看一下这他留下来的宝血，就为了那这个宝血为了你所做的事情是什么呢？
Psalm 33, 诗篇33。 Once you get there, we read verse 11, 11:13。
Psalm 33, 诗篇33篇。
Once you get there, we read verse 13.
十三节。
We wait for you to get there.
我们等一下你来找。
Psalm 33, 诗篇33篇。 We could start 11, but 13 is sufficient.
十三节。
He says,
他说。
From heaven the Lord looks down.
耶和华从天上观看,
and sees all mankind.
他看见一切的世人,
meaning heaven is the dwelling place of God.
换言之天堂就是神居住的地方。
It says from heaven,
从天上,
God looks down.
耶和华观看,
and he sees all mankind.
他看见一切的世人,
meaning heaven is the dwelling place of God.
换言之天堂就是神居住的地方。
And so the meaning of this is,
因此这个意思是,
that when God showed me recently the blood of Jesus flowing, Jesus shedding his blood for you, for me, for humanity.
当神让我看到耶稣为你们为我们流下来的血, 主让我看到这个意象的意思是,
He was essentially saying, God tell them that this blood is everything they need, has real power.
回去告诉他们说，这个血就是你所需要的一切，一切的能力就在这宝血里。
Only this blood can purchase them access, can open for them access to where God himself is.
只有这宝血能够埋下来那条道路，你能够接近父神那的道路。
Only this blood can bring them into heaven, the dwelling place of God.
只有宝血把你们带到神的荣耀国度里，那是父神所居住的地方。
Now do you see how precious the blood of Jesus is?
你现在看到耶稣的宝血多么的珍宝。
Enter to heaven, which is unpurchasable.
进入天堂, 其实是无法,
which nobody can purchase with money.
用金钱买下来的。
I know we're living in a generation.
我们知道这一代,
where they are in serious, they can do anything for money. Pursuit for money.
他们用钱能够解决所有一切的问题, 他们所追求金钱, 可是主问你,
are you aware that the blood of Jesus can purchase what money cannot purchase?
你知道耶稣的宝血是用金钱无法买下来的东西可以买下的, 可以数买下来。 他已经为你买下来了。
Why have you recycled back to sin?
那你为什么回到罪里头去呢?
We saw that it's not possible to access the presence of God.
我知道罪里头是不可能接近父神面前。
You cannot even survive the unbearable glory of God.
甚至你无法支撑起来神那强大的荣耀。
But now by the blood that he showed me, the blood of Jesus.
可是现在那宝血, 主让我看到的耶稣的宝血, 从他的手, 手掌钉痕留下来的宝血,
he has purchased for you entry into heaven, God's eternity.
现在他为你买下来了, 让你进入, 并且站在神面前的这条道路,
can be your dwelling place also.
看下神所居住的天堂, 现在成为了一个你可以居住的地方了。
It says in Deuteronomy chapter
26, 26,
26, turn with me there, Deuteronomy 26 verse 15.
15:15,
我们去打开书,
Deuteronomy chapter
26
verse
15.
Look down from heaven.
求你从天上,
you are holy dwelling place.
从天上你的圣所垂看,
Israel,
赐福给你的百姓以色列,
the land you have given us as your promise on earth to our ancestors.
以你所赐给我们的地, 就是你向我们列祖启示赐我们,
flowing with milk and honey.
流奶与蜜之地。
Again, he's saying that if Jesus entered heaven on your behalf and through the blood that he has availed to you, you too can enter heaven. Then you understand that heaven is the dwelling place of God Yahweh himself. So Jesus essentially purchased for you a home into heaven, the dwelling place of Yahweh himself, the highest place ever.
因此耶稣基督,
the power of the blood.
保险的大能, 耶稣基督为你留下来保险, 为你买下来的就是那条道路, 让你能够接近天堂的, 让你能够进入神面前, 能够站在神面前的, 换言之天堂就是神所居住的地方。 那这样一来呢, 耶稣的保险为你买下来的就是你在天堂里头的,
into where God himself is.
就是耶稣的宝血埋下来的，就是 让你能够接近神， 能够站在神面前的。
We read from the book of Acts chapter
3:21.
We read again in passing. The book of Acts chapter 3.
使徒行传
Turn with me there, verse 21.
21节。
And he says the following.
他说的如下,
Heaven must receive him.
天必留他,
and retain him there until the time comes.
等到万物复兴的时候,
for God to restore all things.
就是神从创世以来,
as he promised long time ago through his holy prophets.
借着圣先知的口所说的,
so what is he telling us?
那现在跟我们说的是什么呢?
He's telling us that heaven is also the place where Jesus the Messiah, your Savior is.
就现在在这谈的就是天堂也是一个耶稣基督你的弥赛亚所居住的地方。
And so,
因此,
the blood that Jesus, the Lord showed me flowing from the hands of Jesus in this vision.
天必留他，他就是弥赛亚。那主让我看到的那个异象，耶稣的手掌流下来的血。
Give you access that you may also go and dwell where Jesus himself is.
就是父,
you would love that.
父去的代价，就是为了你买下来那条道路，让你可以接近父神的，让你可以站在父神前面的。
You would love to go and be where our Savior is, the one who died for us is.
我估计你们是非常愿意去到那儿的。
But through the blood, that's why he showed me the blood.
可是只有通过耶稣的宝血才能够接近父神所居的地方。 只有通过耶稣的宝血。
John chapter 14, it says 1 and 3. Do not let your hearts be troubled.
你们心里不要忧愁,
you believe in God.
你们信神,
believe also in me.
也当信我,
my father's house has many rooms.
在我父的家里有许多住处, 有很多邸宅, 若什么有, 我早就告诉你们了,
I'm going there to prepare a place for you.
我去原是为你们预备地方去,
I go and prepare a place for you.
我若去为你们预备了地方,
I will be back.
就必再来,
I will come back.
我会再来,
and take you to be with me.
接你们到我那里去,
that you also may be where I am.
我在哪里去, 叫你们也在哪里,
I am going.
我往哪里去, 你们知道,
so he's saying,
那条路你们也知道, 因此他说,
Jesus is also in heaven.
耶稣也是天堂,
God the Father is in heaven.
父神也在天堂, 耶稣也在天堂,
and if there's no other way for us to reach heaven except through the blood of the Lamb of God called Jesus.
并且对我们来说, 除非耶稣的宝血, 没有任何其他的办法能够进入天堂的,
so 神的羔羊,
Yesu,
last week,
因此上一次主,
Jesus shedding blood for us, for you.
那流下来的血, 耶稣为你们流下来的血, 主让我看到 耶稣的血,
he became a big invitation to enter heaven.
就是一个很大的邀请, 让你进入天堂的。
The blood is still flowing, anybody can enter.
看一下这个流下来的宝血, 任何人都能够进入。
That is where Jesus is.
这就是耶稣所在的地方。 甚至基督徒,
when Christians die,
当基督徒死了,
they go to the same place.
他们也去到同一个地方。
Luke chapter 23:43.
路加,
it says the following.
他说的如下,
it says, Jesus answered, verse 42 says, then he said,
43,
Luke 23, 40, we begin 42 and 43.
42章23到42.
Luke 23:42. Then he said,
就说,
Jesus,
耶稣啊,
remember me when you come into your kingdom.
你德国降临的时候, 求你纪念我。
Jesus answered him,
耶稣对他说,
truly I tell you,
我实在告诉你,
today,
今日,
you will be with me in paradise.
你要同我在乐园里了。
And Christians, when they die,
基督徒, 当他死的时候,
only the blood of Jesus give them access to paradise.
只有耶稣的宝血让他进入这个乐园里,
so the Lord showed me the vision of the blood of Jesus.
因此主让我看到耶稣宝血的意象,
he essentially sent me back to you to go and tell you that there is an invitation by the Lord for you to enter paradise, not hell.
其实主差遣我来告诉你们, 在这有主的邀请, 神的邀请, 让你进到乐园里的, 不是让你下地狱的。
Philippians chapter 1:22-23.
腓立比书第一章的22.
We can begin 21.
21.
He says,
第一章的21.
For to me to live is Christ.
对我来说, 因我活着就是基督,
for me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
因我活着就是基督, 我死了就有益处。
If I'm to go on living in this body, in the body,
当我在肉身活着,
this will mean fruitful labor for me.
若成就我丰富的果子, 活着, 我就不知道该挑选什么,
I am torn between the two.
我就不知道该挑选什么, 我正在两难之间, 请愿离世与基督同在, 因为这是好的无比的。
The blood of Jesus that purchases for you access, that allows you access into the kingdom of heaven, where God the Father is and the Savior, the Messiah is.
因此只有耶稣的宝血为你买下来那条道路，就是让你可以接近天堂的。天堂就是父神所在的地方，基督以赛亚所在的地方，称之为乐园。换言之，更美好的地方。
Go to the book of Hebrews chapter 11:16. He calls it a better country.
希伯来书11章的16节在那称之为更美好的国度。
Why is it a better country?
为什么称之为?
Let's read the book of Hebrews 11:16.
我们读一下希伯来书11章的16节。
Instead, they were longing for a better country.
他们却羡慕一个更美好、更美的家乡。 就是在天上的。
Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God.
所以神被称为他们的神, 并不以为耻, 因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
This is very powerful.
这是非常的强大。
He's literally saying here,
他在这里讲的是,
that the blood of Jesus can access you, can give you access to a better place, a real place.
耶稣的宝血给你一个机会, 让你能够接近更美的家乡的一个机会。
Where the sorrows of this world are not.
在那没有这世界的悲哀。
There is no pain.
没有疼痛。
There is no suffering.
没有痛苦。 没有战争。
There are no accidents.
没有事故。
There are no people getting hurt very severely and bleeding.
没有那种受伤而流血的事情发生。 没有悲剧。
There are no calamities.
没有灾难。
There are no hurricanes.
没有飓风。
There are no tsunami striking you.
没有海啸来击打你。
collapsing buildings on you.
没有地震来把这个大楼跌塌倒塌下来, 伤害你没有恐怖分子, 他说,
the blood of Jesus can earn you that better country where there is no sin, then there is no death.
只有耶稣的宝血为你买下来这个天堂, 就是没有罪, 没有死亡的地方。
Because
other than the blood of Jesus,
不然的话, 耶稣的宝血,
in the book of Revelation chapter 14:9-11,
he
says the following.
他说的如下,
the third angel followed them, Revelation chapter 14:9-11.
启示录14:9-11,
Revelation 14:9-11,
启示录14:9-11,
a third angel followed them and said in a loud voice,
又有第三位天使接着他们大声说,
anyone worships the beast,
若有人拜兽和兽像,
and his image,
兽像,
and receives his mark on their forehead,
在额上或在手上,
or on their hand,
受了一记,
they too will drink the wine of God's fury,
这人也必喝神大怒的酒,
which has been poured out full strength into the cup of his wrath.
此酒真在神愤怒的杯中存一不杂,
they will be tormented with burning sulfur,
他要在圣天使和
in the presence of the holy angels,
羔羊面前在火鱼, kuoni yale wangjizong, shou tong ku,
will rise forever and ever.
他受痛苦的烟往上冒, 直到永永远远, 那些拜受和, 受像, 受他名之印记的, 昼夜不得安宁。
So the Lord is saying,
一直主说,
that when he showed me the blood of Jesus, that Jesus has shed for you, pouring from his hands.
当他给我看耶稣基督流下来的宝血, 从他手中倒下来的血,
that August 4th, 2021,
就是2021年8月4号的异象, 在异象当中,
the Lord essentially saying,
主其实要跟你们说,
that why should you perish?
为什么你要灭亡呢?
Why should you die, my people?
为什么我的百姓, 你愿要死?
When the blood of Jesus is still flowing,
当耶稣的宝血仍然流下来的时候,
without the blood you have seen the unbearable, unforgiving torment.
并且没有耶稣的宝血，是没有任何办法，没有任何得救的办法, 只能受到永恒的惩罚, 永永远远的痛苦。
And so he's saying,
因此他说,
however, the blood, when you take the blood, when you receive the blood,
可是保血, 耶稣的保血, 当你选择耶稣保血, 当你接受耶稣保血的话,
you enter a city that is built by God, using God's hands.
你能够进入这座城, 耶稣, 神亲自建造的, 新城, 更美的家乡, 33, 以赛亚, 跟我去打开书, 以赛亚,
the book of Isaiah chapter 33,
以赛亚 33,
once you are there, we read 17 to 22.
17,
he says, your eyes will see the king in his beauty.
你的眼必见王的龙眉,
and view the land that stretches far.
必见辽阔之地,
your eyes will see the king in his beauty.
你的眼必见王的龙眉,
and view a land that stretches afar.
必见辽阔之地,
in your thoughts you'll ponder the former terror.
你的心必思想那惊吓的事,
where is the chief officer?
自问说技术木的在哪里呢? 凭供银的在哪里呢?
Where is the officer in charge of the towers?
数数楼的在哪里呢?
You'll see those arrogant people no more.
你必不见那强暴的民,
people whose speech is obscure,
就是说话深奥,
whose language is strange,
你不能明白言语呢,
obscure,
你不能懂得的,
in other words, knocking the door every time, I need now, I need tax now,
换言之, 每天, 敲你的门说, 要纳税, 要纳税,
now, now, now,
我现在, 现在, 纳税, 纳税,
and yet he says, your eyes will see the king.
可是在这说你的眼睛必看到王, 他的荣美,
他的荣美,
他的荣美, 王的荣美, 并,
he saw heaven here also.
必见辽阔之地, 雅各看到了天堂, 换言之, 他说,
but there is a city prepared for you.
那有个城市为你预备好的,
those of you that receive the blood, that blood is everything.
那些接受保血的, 那保血就是所谓的一切,
that blood,
保血,
it's all you need, it brings you to paradise.
你需要的一切, 带你进乐园的,
the book of Revelation chapter 21,
启示录21章,
turn with me there, blessed people. Verses 1 to 4.
1到4节,
then I saw a new heaven,
我又看见一个新天新地,
and a new earth,
新地,
for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away.
因为先前的天地已经过去了,
and there was no longer any sea.
海也不再有了,
I saw the holy city,
我又看见圣城,
the new Jerusalem,
新耶路撒冷,
coming down out of heaven,
有神那里从天而降,
God,
预备好了,
beautifully dressed for her husband.
就如新妇装饰整齐等候丈夫。
And so that is what the blood of Jesus can purchased for you.
这就是耶稣的宝血为你买下来的。
If you can only accept him,
如果你能够接近他,
In verse 22, 22节, came when the beggar died.
时间来到了,
and because the beggar embraced the blood of Jesus,
那可是,
the angels carried him to heaven, called Abraham's side, Paradiso. Paradise.
被天使带去放亚伯拉罕的怀里，那是乐园。
And was buried.
并且埋葬了。
他在阴间受痛苦。 He looked up and he saw heaven.
举目远远地望见。
He saw Abraham.
亚伯拉罕,
far away.
远远地。
Oh, if I were you and I meet the word far away, I would underline the two words far away.
如果我是你,
我就这远远的这个数据下面画，因为天堂离地狱太远了，没有任何电话线能够把这个天堂和地狱连接起来的，没有任何email信箱，没有任何信息能够发，没有任何办法发电子邮件，没有任何办法发信息。
远远地举目观看那有亚伯拉罕，又望见拉萨路在他怀里，可怜我吧，怜悯我吧，同情我吧，打发拉萨路来用指头尖蘸点水，凉凉我的舌头。
Serious agony here in this fire. That is the difference between he that receives the blood and he that rejects the blood.
那就是接受宝血和拒绝宝血人之间的差别了。
Only the blood of Jesus can redeem us.
只有耶稣的宝血能够拯救我们。
Only the blood of Jesus can redeem humankind.
只有耶稣的宝血能够拯救人类。
Only the blood of Jesus can wash away sin.
耶稣的宝血能够洗净你的罪。
Nothing else on this earth can wash away sin from man.
在地上没有任何其他能够洗净人类罪的， 没有任何其他的东西。
Detergents of whichever nature, no.
任何一个东西都不可能。 无论什么样的肥皂，什么Rexona等等的肥皂，Flamingo肥皂，无论什么样的肥皂，或者是液体的这个肥皂。
Can cleanse sin from man.
地上任何一个肥皂都无法洗净人类的罪，人的罪。只有耶稣的宝血，只有耶稣的宝血能够洗净人类的罪恶。
No amount of money can cleanse sin from man. Can purchase the cleansing of sin from man.
无论多大的财富都无法洗净你犯的罪。
Only the blood of the Lamb.
只有耶稣的宝血。
Only the blood of Jesus.
只有耶稣的宝血。 能够洗净你的罪。我们看过了以赛亚在那喊叫，以赛亚第六章的第五节说：“我是死了的人了，我是死了，我是灭亡了，我完了，我已经完了，我是死了的肉块，我是完了，结束了。我就今天进到了仰畏那至圣所里了，作为一个罪人，我就完了。”
In the presence of God as a sinner.
作为罪人，你没有任何办法在亚威面前生存着，在那支撑你自己。
Money you have in billions of euros and dollars.
无论你拥有多大的财富，多大的美元，多大的欧元。 在地上，在地处上，
that can cleanse sin from you.
没有任何一个东西能够洗净你的罪， 并且能够买下来你的灵魂。 只有耶稣的宝血上星期主让我看到的， 只有耶稣的宝血， 只有耶稣的宝血洗净你的罪。 并且这是免费的， 你今晚可以完全的决定， 这是免费的。 你今天可以说， 我现在要回家， 我回到我父亲的那， 父亲那， 我接受主耶稣， 接受他的宝血， 为我留下来的。 并且你看到他们屠杀的好多好多的羊， 你可以想象每个家都杀掉了一只羊羔。 那我们无法知道多少个家庭杀掉多少个羔羊。 羊羔，他们为了过逾越节，他们杀掉的羊羔到底多少只？ 并且所罗门打开圣殿的时候， 圣经说无法数过来的几千个上千上几千个羊羔， 可是这一切都还不够呢， 来洗净人类身上的罪， 都不够。
It was foretelling, prefiguring the mighty, mighty blood of the Lamb Jesus.
这一切只不过是个镜子里的一个像， 就要给你们暗示， 给你们像， 给你们这个象征， 就象征耶稣基督的牺牲。
The blood that will wash away sin.
只有耶稣的宝血能够洗净你的罪，
and totally wash and cleanse away wickedness and evil.
彻底的洗净所有人类的邪恶、罪恶、你的邪恶、罪恶，来洁净你。
To the extent that now you can go and enter the presence of God the Father.
一直到你现在能够进入天堂，出现在神面前。 现在你能够进去， 进入了耶稣所坐的那个地方， 圣洁的天使所在的地方， 耶和华在的地方。 因此珍贵的人们， 耶稣的宝血， 上个星期主通过异象让我看到的， 就是所谓的一切， 耶稣的宝血， 把地上的人类分为两类， 那些接受耶稣宝血的， 尊荣耶稣宝血的， 他们能够进入天堂。 可是那些失败接受耶稣宝血的， 他们都绑在一起， 并且那些没有接受耶稣宝血并且失败尊荣耶稣宝血的， 他们只能在地狱里结束。 弥赛要来了，五分钟的休息，然后我再来，我要继续这蒙福的周日礼拜。 耶稣爱你们， 弥赛要来了， 让我们接受宝血， 让我们回到耶稣的宝血去。 只有耶稣的宝血就是十字架上的能力， 只有耶稣的宝血能够洗净你的罪。 一直到主说， 西离东多远，这就是耶稣的宝血洗净你的罪。那主没有记忆你的任何罪。耶稣爱你们，圣灵不大。